Hachette Audio presents The Master, Games House Novella 3, written by Claire North, read by Peter Kenny.
Chapter 1. We have come. At last, we have come to the end. You and I, we have played this game so long and never once made a move. Come now. Come. The board is ready. The cards are prepared. The coin which was spun must fall at last. Chapter 2. There is a story which is not a story, told about a place which is not a place. It is the story of the games house, where the great and the ancient go to play. Come, generals and kings, priests and emperors, you great factory men, and you ladies of letters, come to the games house. Come and play for the mastery of a city, the conquest of a country, the wealth of a civilization, the history of a palace, the secrets of spies and the treasures of thieves. Here, our chessboards are a grid which we lay across the earth. Dice roll and strangers die. The cards fall and the coin turns. It turns. It turns. And when we are done, armies will be shattered, oceans will rise, and we will win and live, or lose and die. For it is not petty things that we play for in the games house, but life, time, and the soul. The curtain is parted, the music ceases, and the player takes the stage. Chapter 3. They call me Silver. My real name was lost centuries ago, gambled against a barbarian king. I cannot remember my name now, but he who won it was sometime Lord of Horses and lost his life in battle, never knowing that he was a piece on that field, played by another hand. When he died, the death of my name was sealed, and it is no comfort to know that he too is not remembered. Only she knows it now. She, the games master, the woman all in white who guards the halls wherein we play, but she is above all things and will not tell. And so, having nothing more, I am simply Silver. Of the players in the games house, only one is older than I.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?